This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres urged Russia and Ukraine on Tuesday to agree to a demilitarized perimeter around the Russian-held nuclear plant in Ukraine. Speaking before the UN Security Council, Guterres' comments were echoed by the International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi. The UN nuclear watchdog on Tuesday issued a report on the situation in Ukraine, including at the Russian-held nuclear power plant, with recommendations on stopping shelling and establishing safety systems, staff conditions, off-site power, supply chains, emergency preparedness, and communication. The U.S. military will test launch intercontinental ballistic missile on Wednesday, adding it has notified Russia in advance. Pentagon described the test as routine and said it was meant to demonstrate the readiness of the U.S. military's ICBM forces. The United States last month carried out a test of the Minuteman III ICBM, which has been delayed to avoid escalating tensions with Beijing during a Chinese show of force near Taiwan. Fears are running high on indigenous reserves in the Canadian province of Saskatchewan after police warned that the suspect in a deadly stabbing rampage over the weekend might be nearby. An officer surrounded a house with guns drawn. Police later sent out an alert that it was a false alarm, and they had determined the suspect was not in the community, but people remained nervous with his whereabouts unknown, and a province-wide alert still in effect. People on the James Smith Cree First Nation Reserve were earlier told to stay inside. The fugitive's brother and fellow suspect, Damian Sanderson, was found dead Monday near the stabbing sites. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Liz Truss became UK Prime Minister on Tuesday and immediately faced up to the enormous task ahead of her. That's curbing soaring prices, boosting the economy, easing labor unrest, and fixing a national health care system burdened by long waiting lists and staff shortages. Truss quickly began appointing senior members of her cabinet as she tackles an inbox dominated by the energy crisis triggered by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which threatens to push energy bills to unaffordable levels, shuttering businesses and leaving the nation's poorest people shivering at a home this winter. Truss, Britain's third female prime minister, named the top team diverse in gender and ethnicity, but loyal to her and her free market politics. Kwasi Courting became the first black UK Treasury chief. Therese Coffey is its first female deputy prime minister. Other appointments include James Cleverly as foreign secretary and Suella Braverman as home secretary, responsible for immigration and law and order. A record-breaking heat wave is now making life miserable in the U.S. state of California. We get more details from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The state capital, Sacramento, reached a record high for the day, 115 degrees. Contractor Sean Clifton was staying hydrated.
We have our little tricks to keep cool. Everybody does. And we just keep going.
This heat could feel even more miserable if there are blackouts. Turning up the air conditioning strains the power supply.
Everyone has to do their part to help step up for just a few more days.
Governor Gavin Newsom says run the air conditioner early when there is more power available. Later,
in particular, 4 p.m., please turn your thermostat up to 78 degrees or higher and avoid, to the extent possible, using any really large appliances.
It's not just miserable in California. In Utah, in Salt Lake City, the temperature reached 105 degrees, the hottest September day recorded going back to 1874. I'm Ed Donahue.
Authorities say that a shark has attacked and killed a U.S. cruise ship passenger who was snorkeling in waters around the Bahamas. Tuesday's attack involved a 58-year-old woman from the state of Pennsylvania, and it occurred at a popular snorkeling spot near Green Cay in the northern Bahamas. According to a police spokeswoman, the chief superintendent, Chris Lynn Skippings, telling the Associated Press, she said the woman's family identified it as a bull shark. The majority of shark attacks in the Caribbean have occurred in the Bahamas, with two reported in 2019, one of them fatal. Recapping our top story, United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres urged Russia and Ukraine on Tuesday to agree to a demilitarized perimeter around the Russian-held nuclear power plant there. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.